Hey.
Welcome back, everyone.
Aiden's trying to come. Okay, so, right, we're in the same space again this week, and Aiden was trying to copy me there.
It was cute,
and it worked flawlessly. Yeah. But, yes, welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies, and we ask ourselves and yourselves the question... Is this bad film good? my name is Declan, as you know.
And I'm... It's-a-me!
No.
Aiden!
There we go.
No, sorry, it should be, it's-a-me, Aiden.
Yeah, no, with like a slight Brooklyn tinge.
It's-a-me, like, Aiden.
It's-a-me, Aiden, because I'm in Brooklyn. And my name is Chris Pratt. Anyway, it's interesting seeing the gears and the cogs turning in your head. Oh, in person, yeah, when you're like trying to think of the thing to do.
Because I'm just like staring off into
on the spot, like, what's my name?
Visibly shaking.
Yeah. This week, in case you couldn't tell, on theme with the Chris Pratt and the dodgy Italian-American accent.
And the title of the episode.
And yeah, that's true. And the title of the episode. I always forget, actually, that people can just look at the title of the episode. this week, we're going to be looking at the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah.
What is actually called... Is it just called Super Mario Bros.?
No, or it's the called Super Mario... the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Right. What was the old one that we looked at before called?
It was just The Super Mario Bros.
Ooh, so the differing factor is whether it's a movie or not.
Yeah. It was... Oh, no, sorry, it's called Super Mario Bros. So they've added the movie.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that makes all the difference. That's fine. But before we get into all of this, which I don't know, do we decide? Are we gonna say it's like spoiler free, or are we gonna? I don't think it's worth. If you go into the film, then you know what it is. It's Super Mario Bros. Everything's going to turn out exactly the way you think it's going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's nothing special. They're not like bringing out the Mario Avengers.
If you really want to go in fresh, then don't listen. But
yeah, it's fuck off, mate.
Yeah. Get fucked.
Get fucked, mate.
It's me, Mario, mate.
But before we get into the Super Mario Bros. Movie, why don't we get into the Shrekking movie of the week?
Brilliant. Amazing.
Thank you.
So this is an article...
I'm known for my segues.
This is an article from The Mirror, which is quite a recent one. So this is... breaking news.
A Krabby Patty chicken bowl.
God's sake. We actually, side note, Aiden's down for the weekend, and we decided to pop the SpongeBob movie on last night. Ah,
the what amount a film. Of
the original we film.
We should have done a counter of every time one of us just went, Krabby Patty
chicken bowl. Time to fry, Krabs.
The Krabby Patty secret formula.
So, this is an article from The Mirror, hot off the press.
Ooh.
Shrek to return for a fifth movie, 22 years on with original cast, and retired Cameron Diaz.
What?
So...
okay, wait, so before it was speculation, The Mirror are saying now it is true. With an all-new cast...
No. With the original cast.
Oh, I thought you said all new cast. I was like, could you imagine? Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine? Because I thought you were like, it's an all new cast, except we've got a retired Cameron Diaz who's playing.
She's like,
so
I'll
it's like
back.
All people, some like shitty, like, oh, hello there, I'm Shrek. And then you've just got actual Cameron Diaz, in, like live action Cameron Diaz.
She's playing Donkey though. But yeah, so I thought that it was like announced in 2019 and then it was cancelled. But
yeah,
I don't know if
talk
that's
about
actually
it
true.
Stuff, right? For
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, I don't know if it was ever actually announced. And spoilers, it's still not announced.
God damn it. It just means that they're going to release another fucking article when it is actually announced.
Yeah, I know. I mean, in fairness to The Mirror, and I'll get to the quotes and whatever in a sec, but in fairness to The Mirror, Mike Myers, in previous articles that we've done on this show,
yeah.
Mike Myers is like, fuck yeah, I'll do seven Shreks forever. And then Eddie Murphy was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll do a Shrek. But also, why are they doing Puss in Boots? They should have done Donkey.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did that fucking film that we watched that was the... What was the follow-up? The second film of... it was like a sequel to like a hit film of his...
Oh, Dirty Daycare?
No, oh, no, no. That was the good one. No, the sequel one that came out more recently.
Yeah.
To... where he's like the
Coming
king.
To America.
Yeah, Coming to America.
Yeah.
It's pretty shit. So he's probably like, yeah, what? I want a donkey movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because yeah, that was really shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, but the big thing was like, I mean, Cameron Diaz is retired as an actor, and she's like...
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. A while ago,
what was
actually.
Her last film? So
good she's question. Done. I'll look it up. But this article suggests that she's on board.
She's back in black.
She's back in black.
Or in green? Because she's Fiona, right? So...
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah. Because there's been loads of like rumors about it's going to be a reboot but with the same cast, and then it's going to be a sequel,
shit.
And then...
Like, stop.
Yeah, like...
I just hate that, like... I mean, it all comes down to money in the end, right?
Yeah.
I just hate that they're just like, right, well, how can we squeeze as much money out of this as possible? If it's something that's a genuinely a good idea that sounds fun, then I'll be like, well, hey, you know, I like Shrek. I like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll have it. Sure, I'll take that. Well, and they're just like, let's do a reboot of the series, but this time we'll get some hip new voice actors in. And then Mike Myers can play like a cameo old wrinkly Shrek's granddad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to do Shrek Jr., The Adventures of Shrek and Donkey Jr., and it's their kids, or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it seems like they're all back, and given Puss in Boots as well, how he's like, I'm going to go see Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, they clearly were leaving the door open for
it. Yeah,
yeah. The thing is,
she retired in 2014, by the way.
2014?
Yeah, she hasn't done anything since.
Oh damn! Fair enough. What does she do?
What
was her last like? What
Annie.
What's she ever done?
She was in Annie. That was like her last.
Oh wow!
And Sex Tape as well, which was like a where she played Annie.
What? What? Oh no! I could see why her career has stopped.
Yeah.
But no, I imagine. Yeah, that sounds fair. If this is like a fun kind of voice acting gig that.
I get, like, it seems...
If there's a character she loves or whatever.
Exactly, and sense. If it, there's... this could go either one of two ways.
Yeah.
They've paid her shit tons of money and she's finally agreed to it. Or they're like, this is the thing. Did you watch Puss in Boots? It was good, wasn't it? Well, this is the script for the new Shrek.
Yeah.
And she's like,
all right,
fine.
I'll dabble. Yeah. It's been a while.
So, Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy are all in talks to return as Shrek, Princess Fiona, and Donkey.
But we're not going to tell you which one.
Yeah. Well, that if it's going retrospectively, it's Mike Myers as Shrek. Oh, no, wait. I fucked that up. Don't worry. I'll cut it out.
Didn't do it correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
You dumbass.
I can't read.
It's funny because we're in the same space, but Aiden's still the one reading.
So they're all in talks to return, while DreamWorks animation creative partner Chris Meledandri, got that.
Sounds like a drug.
Yeah, Meledandri, confirmed that talks with the original stars are going well, with them all on board to return. No deals are currently in place, but with the huge stars in favour of getting a fifth movie made, it looks like Shrek 5 could be hitting the silver screen in the near future.
Thing is, like, where does it end? You know what I mean? Like, are they literally going to try and milk this until they run it into the ground and it's no longer good and they have, like, several movies that flop? You know what I mean?
Because they kind of did that already.
Because they kind of did that already, but, like... How long do they... Because, what, they do Shrek 5 and it's a big hit. And then they're like, oh, we're going to do Shrek 6. And we're going to do Shrek 7.
And then they run
it into the ground. But again, I mean, Fast 10 is just like, we got fast cars, let's do lots of different things with them. And Don Toretto will talk about family in every one of them. Easy. Not even an issue. You know what I mean? But then, like, these ones, you've got to animate them and all sorts of ooh! It's so great. Almost every time Aiden and I jump on a call, in the call history, we've got that video where fucking Vin Diesel is asking, the original director for Fast 10. It's that clip where he's like, you know, is this going to be the best?
Is
this going to be the best part of... Final Fantasy. Didn't I do that before? Where I
Final Fantasy.
Is this going to be the best Fast Furious ever? And it, the fucking guy nods, but he's so... His face is like, I want to cry. I want to leave here. He nods and he's like, in my heart, yes.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
He could have said anything and Vin Diesel would have taken that as yes.
He's just like, no, not really. Oh, that's a yes. He's saying no just to keep your expectations low.
But yeah, anyway, if that wasn't enough, there's also talks of DreamWorks producing a spin-off movie with Eddie Murphy reprising his iconic character, Donkey.
Are they literally... They say that there's talks, but are they saying that
This is a quote from Chris Meledandri, the creative lead or whatever. And he goes, "We anticipate the cast coming back. Talks are starting now, and every indication that we've gotten is that there is tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of the actors to return. It's evidence of his strong enthusiasm for the role." This is about Eddie Murphy,
right?
It's evidence of his strong enthusiasm for a role that he has so brilliantly inhabited and really created alongside the artists at DreamWorks. I found that comment to be very exciting. That was when he was talking about.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, Eddie Murphy said they did a piss in boots.
Where Eddie Murphy pissed him some boots.
That's why he was a donkey. Yeah. He's like, man, that movie flopped hard. Yeah. It's just 3 hours of me pissing into a boot.
Just him drinking a lot of water and waiting for it to pass through.
Yeah, it's so not a constant stream. No. He's like, oh, all right, I'll just sit
crack him. Open the Lucas. Yeah. Got some fizzy right here. But the thing is, like, what would it... I don't see a donkey movie being anywhere near as interesting as the Puss in Boots film. Puss in Boots, you can do a lot with. I think Donkey, he's the comic relief. You know, he does have depth to him. Like, it's not that he doesn't, but I just feel like he's a great side character to have around, and not so much one that you could like focus a story on and have one that's really entertaining and interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of like a fucking Netflix short animation, you know, Donkey's Adventure or something. You know what I mean? Like some shitty... Yeah. I just don't see it happening.
I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of a bit like Hulk is such a good supporting character.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's got so many interesting stories.
It's because I think just the way that Marvel like put him across kind of
nerfs
him into the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. It's I'm trying to like think what you could do, but I think you're right. That talking about it's flopping. Like,
yeah,
they could do. I reckon they could do. They could probably do 3 Shrek movies as a tight trilogy if they planned it fully.
But will they?
No, absolutely not. But the Donkey movie, like, that's why they haven't done it anymore.
Yeah, like, it's just not... I don't think it's something that's really worth... But yeah, I just wonder, like... I reckon if they did Shrek 5, right? It would be a big hit. People would go and see it.
Yeah.
It'll be Return of Shrek.
So much money.
It will make so much money.
Regardless of the quality.
It will make so much money. Then they'll make Shrek 6, probably going to be, like... It'll be less... Won't be that great. Unless they make them actually good films. But I imagine if they do it in the same kind of way where they're just driving it into the ground, then people are going to be like,
Well, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And then if they do a Shrek 7, that'll be the nail in the coffin. Until it does, like, fucking, like, 10, 15 years later, they decide to do another one? How long are they going to...
But no, by that point, they're like, all right, we'll reboot. Like, we'll reboot the franchise, recast. Yeah,
maybe. But then people are just like, I don't care, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I could just rewatch the old film.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like they're not available anymore.
But yeah, that's what's Shrek'ing in the news this week. I mean, there's more to that article, and it is literally like, Shrek came out in 2001.
Oh my god, Shrek is a movie that you can watch with your eyes. Stupid. Well... Talking about films that had other previous iterations and are now out with more stuff.
Yep.
Is that a segue? like I said, we watched the Super Mario Brothers movie. Put brothers in there instead of bros. I extended that. But we watched it at the only cinema in Leamington, The View, which described it as being a plumber named Mario travels through an underground labyrinth with his brother. With his brother, Luigi, trying to save a captured princess. He doesn't really travel through an underground labyrinth.
Yeah, and also, like...
He doesn't save her.
He doesn't save her, and she spends most...
Oh, we said at the top, spoilers, terms of what really happens, but...
Yeah, I mean, she...
She kicks ass, right?
She kicks ass.
More than he does.
He doesn't... She's not really... She doesn't need saving right until the end.
Yeah, until they make it, like, an arbitrary thing that she does.
Yeah. But yeah, so
if anything, it should be Mario saves Brooklyn, right?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
But yeah, so the Super Mario movie came out this year, 2023. It's directed by Aaron Horvath, Michael Jelinek, and Pierre Luduc. I wonder. I'm just checking. No, it doesn't say. Because I was like, I wonder if like some of those are they're credited as directors, but they're actually like
Nintendo guys,
or like animation director, and you know, like
I mean, with animated films, I think they're broken into those things where they're like animation director, this director, blah. But you still have like the director.
So yeah, it was directed
by... I'm not surprised this one had many eyes on it, so...
It stars... Chris Pratt, Anna Taylor-Joy, Charlie Day, Jack Black, Steve Buscemi, Kevin Michael Richardson, Carrie Payton, Charles Martinet, that's the fucking... What's his face? Fucking Mario.
Oh, what?
He voices Mario.
Oh, the original Mario. Yeah. Oh, right. I was like, what? No, that's Chris Pratt. Yeah, the original Mario voice actor.
Fred Armisen, Seth Rogen, John DiMaggio, Keegan-Michael Key, and so many people.
Just so many famous people.
Yeah. Like, and right now, and we'll probably discuss whether this is going to stay like this, but it's gotten 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay.
55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And only 47 Metal Crickets like it.
Damn, normally the Metal Crickets are higher than that.
Yeah.
And that has that gone up on Rotten Tomatoes since we... Because didn't we see a thing? We sort of briefly... One of us sent an article or something to the other, like, the other day, which was saying that it was on, like, 30% or something, or it was, like, not getting great reviews. I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, 56, not 55.
It's going up.
Yeah.
It's still going up.
I think so, possibly. I'm sure 7.4 has changed. I thought it was, like, 6 or something. But
yeah.
It's got... I mean, the budget information is a bit vague, as it would be reportedly 100 million, but can't find any.
I mean, we're in the opening weekend, so
it's currently made either 156 million or 56 million. Again,
Later down the line, it will become.
Yeah, weird, sure.
Yeah, big difference.
You can bloody look it up yourselves.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Doing all the legwork. But. Yeah, let's fucking get into it.
No, let's get straight into it. Yeah. So, first off, it was a nice surprise that it wasn't nearly as. Like, I was expecting it to be like.
Right, yeah. Why?
You know, just rough, but.
Why were people so.
I don't know.
Negative about it. I was, I was expecting.
Like, pleasantly garbage. Surprised is the term that I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think. There's definitely some. The thing is, it's like, you know, it's a kids' movie as well. And, you know, you can kind of, on one hand, say that, be like, yeah, but it's also a kids' thing. On the other hand, there are plenty of kids' films which are amazingly written and also they're like, yeah, kids get it. So,
Puss in Boots. Yeah.
You know, case in point. But I think that it was like, there were some bits of dialogue that were very like, hi, we need to go and do this thing, and you are going to come with me and go do here. Otherwise, bad things will happen. Yeah. You know, for the game.
Let us explain how Mario works.
Yeah, it wasn't awful.
So yeah, I mean, I was when the cast was first released and it was like Chris Pratt and a meme,
all the memes,
but. Everyone else in the cast list is incredible, like perfectly cast. And I was like, this will either be really amazing. Yeah. And I was kind of like, not expecting that because I was like, hey, it's another video game.
It's not
movie.
A good track record of people who don't understand video games or how they work.
Yeah.
Making one for the big screen.
But I was like, do you know what? This has the potential to be, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Like franchise building amazing. I was, like, fully prepared for this to be, like what Puss in Boots is.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, or this will be fucking garbage. And that's why we did this.
Because
people were saying it was garbage. We were like, this
and the reviews
could be
were
garbage.
Low enough.
Yeah.
But the thing is, either way, we know we're going to enjoy it.
I was like, it's a win-win.
Yeah. Like we said, the worst crime a film can ever commit is just being mid.
Yeah.
Just being like nothing. Yeah. You feel nothing, you leave and you forget about it. It's boring, it's nothing, you know?
Yeah. Because we didn't say anything about the film when we came out.
Yeah, we've literally saved all of our. We're saving all of it.
I've
forgotten the whole film.
What was your like? If you come out of the cinema, you know when you come out of the cinema with your friend and leave the cinema, and you're walking down the corridor, and you go like, "God, that was fucking shit."
Or you
go like, "Mate, that was." Fucking sick. What was your
my burning?
What
thing?
Would you be, what would what, you have?
What
said
would
to
I
me?
Have said? I would have said, "Aiden, careful of those steps." as we're walking out the view. No, so there was one thing that I put like a pin in as I was watching it that I wanted to be like, that bit was bullshit. And they didn't think about that, but. I'll get to that in a second. Also, you may now and then hear people just going fucking revving their way by the window outside because there's a lot of dickheads in Leamington Spa that drive around in their fucking loud ass cars. They don't need to be loud. I don't understand.
It's like a slapped Vauxhall Corsa with a bin on the back.
We said this. We're like, because I was like, just go and do it down a fucking country road or something. But they wouldn't want to, because the point is they want people to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's like, stop being such a wanker. anyway, that was my first thought.
What was your...
Yeah. No, so my first thought was, that was actually much better than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
I enjoyed a lot of the action. I enjoyed... you know, there's a lot of, like, slapstick funny moments. It's annoying because, obviously, watching it in the cinema, I can't make a note of there was a couple of different specific things that I wanted to make a note of because they made us, it was like a moment that genuinely made us laugh and was quite funny. And that happened a couple of times. Oh, I can hear one in the distance, fucking rumbling away. Do they just drive? Do people just drive up and down the fucking road? Like, what are they don't have anything else to do in their lives? Jesus, man. but yeah, no, there was, yeah, I think generally, in a general kind of point or sense, I think that's what I felt, where I was like, that was actually much better than I thought it would be. Some of the writing, obviously, you know, was a bit dumb, like in the beginning, when Mario first gets to the Mushroom Kingdom and he's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then he meets Toad. And with no... Obviously, they're just getting straight to it, and maybe they cut some bits out. But Toad is literally just like, hi, random person, come with me. We're going on an adventure. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, what? What? This random-ass dude's popped out, and he's just like, Mario, come on, our adventure begins now. And I like,
felt
that's
that
not
for the whole
real.
Film. Like, yeah. Well, mine would have been, that was all right. Like,
yeah,
exactly that. No, yeah, I felt that for the whole film, though. Like, it just felt, like, really quick. But not in a way that's like, oh, man, this is a breeze. It's like the story's really flowing and it's all well-structured. But more just like, it felt rushed. Like,
yeah, like they were like, oh, we got to go and do this thing now. Yeah, we got to go here and do this.
And it's like, it felt a bit like... they were so desperate to cram in, like, references and characters
and
from their thing that they were just like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, when's Donkey Kong getting here? They have to go see him? Cool. Let's do that. Let's go. Bye. Oh, yeah. The penguins are here at the start. Yeah, cool. Sweet. Do it. Yeah, I don't know. Would you go watch this again?
No, I wouldn't go and see it again in the cinema, but that's just sort of... I'm just like, well, do I want to spend the money to go and watch it again there? In general, would I watch it again at some point? Maybe not. I don't know. Probably not. I feel like I got everything out of it that I wanted to, really.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something I really want to rewatch. But the one bit that really annoyed me, not annoyed me, but the one bit where I was like, hang on, that's bullshit. That, what's going on there?
Presses the button,
yeah. Stops the film, and I stand up and turn to the audience, and I'm like, right, guys, I'm sure you've all seen it. The very glaring issue. Sit down, dickhead!
If we could just, if you could just listen, stop throwing things at me.
It's not my time you're wasting, it's your time.
I've got all day.
All right, cross your arms, everybody. Fingers on lips.
The movie doesn't dismiss you, I dismiss you.
Oh my god, I hated that one. No, the bell fucking dismisses us.
The bell is for me, not for you.
Not for you. The bell means you're over time, bitch. Anyway, no, so the idea is that Mario and Luigi, they're starting their own plumbing company, and that's what I thought was dumb. No, they're starting their own plumbing company, and they kind of have, like, these two suits that they've made for themselves for that company, right? Yeah. That was, like, established because the family at some point are like, oh, what's with the stupid suits? Yeah, like, you even, you know, you look ridiculous, whatever. So that's what they've done for this company, to promote the company and whatever, that's their look. However, there's a bit where Luigi is remembering back when he was a child and he was getting, like, pushed over by someone and bullied and whatever, and he's kind of remembering how his brother's always been there to look out for him because he's his older brother and whatever. But they're both wearing, and it's like the little Mario, because again, it's another reference to the mini Mario or whatever it's called, like the ones from the creators and whatever, blah, 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 where, like, they're both wearing the Mario and Luigi costumes, and I'm like, what? But you designed these ones for the plumbing company. How long have you been trying to get this off the ground? It's been a childhood dream, you know. So that was one thing where I was like, hang on, that's stupid. Yeah. But I don't think there was really much in the film where I ever felt like, you know, kind of, oh, that's rubbish or whatever. There's a couple of jokes where...
They're just very childish.
Yeah, there's a couple of, like, just childish ones where they make a joke at the screen and you're like...
That was a joke, wasn't it?
That was a joke. I don't really find it funny, but the kids would probably be like, ha, 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 ha.
There was a kid behind us that was having a whale of a time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Turn around, shut up, kid.
Shut up, stop enjoying yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, I think overall, generally, it was really good. I mean, should we sort of go over roughly, like...
Yeah.
The rough thing of what happens? Because I think, in the beginning, because I don't think, in the trailer, did they ever show any of the Brooklyn stuff?
No.
Because I didn't know that that's what it was going to be.
And I was going to say that, actually.
I felt weird about it.
Yeah, I'm not a massive...
Brooklyn fan.
I just fucking hate Brooklyn. Oh! I'm walking it!
Somebody says that. There's a bit... You know, in the beginning... So, in the beginning... So, in the beginning... Let me just get... Start of the beginning. The beginning. in the beginning. So, there's... You've got Mario and Luigi. It starts off with their sort of TV ad where they're, you know, promoting their plumbing business and whatever and saying, like, we're going to save Brooklyn. Again, foreshadowing for later. But we're in Brooklyn. Like, it's actually, it's the real world. And they are real people who are doing, like, a real plumber service. And that big Beninging bit. That bit, I was kind of a bit thrown. I was like, wait, what? They're actually, like, how does this
fit? Disappointed.
Yeah, kind of. Because I was like, I wanted it to be all set within this world. Because Mario was always set in that world.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
it's not something that changed, that, like, you don't have Super Mario Bros. Brooklyn 3D.
The only time that it's ever been in not the real world is literally the film that they made in the 80s.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing, because started watching it and I was like, wait a minute, this starts in pretty much the same way as the Mario Bros. Film. The actual, and I don't know whether it,
and
they're kind
ends
of referencing
in the
it,
same way, and it because it comes way. Back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. It all comes back to Brooklyn. Yeah. But so they're starting off the thing, but immediately, so I kind of went through that roller coaster really quickly where I was like, wait, why is this Brooklyn? This kind of is off-putting. Wait, this is kind of like the opening to the thing. Yeah. And then you're watching the TV ad that they do. And I really liked it. I thought it was really funny because, you know, they're pretending to be like superheroes, like flying, but they're just lying down on like a stool and you can see it's like badly green screened out and stuff. And like, it's kind of, it's funny and it's self-aware and it's quite interesting. And then they did the thing where you actually see Mario and Luigi and they don't have like the strong Italian accents and that they have in the ad. And I don't know. I mean, could they have predicted this? I don't know, because they have like a line where this guy who is, he used to be their like employer before they left, right?
He's from,
he's like a construction, scroll. Like a wrecking company or
was
something.
That, I think that was a reference to an old Nintendo game as well.
Probably. Yeah. Fucking Wreck-It Ralph or something. But with the accents, he makes some sort of comment where he's like, oh, and what's with the accents? And they were like, oh, we thought it would be like funny or whatever. You know, we're just sort of like, you know, we don't have a proper Italian accent. And we did it for that bit, but that's it. It almost felt like an audience thing of being like, hey, look, here's the real, like, bit, you know, Italian accent thing, but we're not doing that. He's just sort of very vaguely like Italian-American. Yeah. Like, he's very... It's vague enough that they could be like, oh, Chris Pratt isn't doing a bad impression of an Italian man. It's supposed to be like this. And I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Do you have to, though?
Yeah, I kind of...
I like, you know, people love a star-studded cast normally, but could have got, like, an Italian person.
Or just, like, the guy.
Or the guy himself, I mean, obviously, because they have him as like a cameo, like a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one thing that annoyed me. The amount of times that somebody said "Mamma Mia" or "Yahoo."
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, chill the fuck out with saying this once or twice, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I swear, the amount of times someone was like "Mamma Mia" or like "Mamma Mia," in slow motion. Or you know, they're all like "Yay!" and then somebody goes "Wahoo!" and I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, sure, they had the original voice actor do that.
Yeah.
Great, he could have, you know, maybe done all of it. I don't know. But yeah. But yeah, it's just, I hate the phrase. I hate it, but it is what it is. I hate that phrase. It's the stupidest fucking, well, it's what it is, isn't it? And I'm like, no, you know what? It isn't.
It isn't but what it is, actually. It,
yeah. In fact, it isn't what it is, and it is what it isn't. So
shut up.
But yeah, like, I have this feeling when, not just for this film, I get it sometimes when I'm like, almost, when I'm like anticipating a film, or like, I don't think it's, I'm not expecting the film to be like fucking amazing, but I'm like, oh, well, this could be, this has the potential to be good.
Yeah.
And then it's like a bit mid, and I'm just like, oh, they should have, like, why didn't they do this and that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I try not to do it, because then you just set yourself up for
disappointment.
Yeah, you set yourself up for disappointment, and you give yourself high expectations. But with this, it was, I'm still in that phase, because we just watched it, so I'm still mulling it over, but I'm still like, oh, why with the Brooklyn thing? Like, why?
Yeah.
With the Brooklyn thing. Like, you're just...
It definitely would have been more interesting and more immersed in that, like, world to just have them be... Mario and Luigi are two people that exist in that world, like, in that sort of Mario world, and that's fine. You don't need to have them, like, oh, they're from Brooklyn. And,
yeah, because they can still be like, oh, we're from a little town. We don't know how any of this shit works.
Yeah, just have, like, another kingdom.
Whatever. I don't know. It's just like, because they spent so long being like... And you know how Mario work? Let me tell you how Mario works. Ever played Mario? No? Well, let me show you how to play Mario. And it's just like, everyone here, even the kids, like, this will be a major point for me later, but like, even the kids, they know how Mario be doing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need
an obstacle course for Mario to learn how to be Mario.
Don't need them to be like, these bricks fall, and these are the bricks that don't fall, but you can smash through them.
Yeah.
And these
we never saw the fallen bricks come back, did we? They just used it in the obstacle course, exactly. And then that was it. Yeah.
And it's just like, if he's just running away from something and the bricks are falling, and you're like, hey, that's the brick from the thing. Yeah. Nice, cool. Tick.
That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you need, yeah. Because, like, I think that, there's a lot of stuff that they did like that where... It's weird because they did a mixture, because there were things in it that were, like, more subtle references, and they were just, like, silly throwaways and stuff. Like, you know, they're in the Kong arena, and then... He's like, settle down, everyone. And then Diddy Kong is just like, yo. And he's like, shut the fuck up, Diddy Kong. And he's like, sorry. And just, you know, just... Oh, that is one thing, actually, that I thought was funny. Because Mario gets, like, a cat suit. And I did turn to Raisa and say, we're watching Chris Pratt as a furry right now. But the funny bit was, after he beats Kong, spoilers... He's like sat there, but he's just, they do some subtle gags which are funny. He's sat there and just absentmindedly, while he's looking up at the announcer, he's putting on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, because he's a cat. So they do have a mixture of like good subtle things like that, but then there are some more which are just a bit more like, you know.
This is like I think that kind of relates to my biggest complaint about it, I guess, and it's a complaint that I do commonly, and it's a complaint that really isn't valid, but it's like, I just, in an ideal world
in an ideal world,
just like,
you know,
I wish, like, it doesn't have to be PG, like,
yeah,
and I just,
could you imagine, fuck you, Bowser, breaks his nose.
But not even though, but like, because
Of course, it's going to be a PG. It's a kids film.
Yeah, of course. Like they want to get the biggest audience that they can.
They want to make the big bucks. But I just feel like if they just upped it a little bit and made it, or not even like I'm not saying there need to be like fucking
blood and gore.
And
he's just raw dogging Princess Peach at the end.
and Donkey Kong, like when he's just like. He's just an ape rather than Seth Rogen, so he's just running about like, just like beating the shit, like flinging his body about.
Which, by the way, Seth Rogen's great.
Oh yeah, yeah,
he always is. He's doing a lot of good stuff at the moment because he's producing loads of really good shows and things as well.
And that seems like he's producing a lot more
producing and stuff. Yeah, because there's, I mean, stuff on Amazon Prime, like The Boys, Invincible, stuff like that. He's all co-producing shit, all that shit. Yeah.
I just wish... So it doesn't even need to be a bigger PG, but it's just like... because Puss in Boots did it, but it's like, you just have your, like... Your target demographic, I guess, just being a little bit older. Like, because...
You can be a bit more serious and interesting with it, right? Rather than having to have the base level, like... Look at the shiny things, children!
Yeah. And the jokes, like you were saying, the subtle stuff. Like, that's just going to go over a kid's head. That's not the type of thing they'll notice. And that's fine.
Although kids, to be fair, they are getting smarter.
As time goes on,
there is more stuff that you could probably like, unless it's something that's more of an adult joke that they won't necessarily understand. Yeah. I think a lot of visual gags and things they'd probably pick up on fairly well.
Yeah, but I was like, I just wish they'd just done more. I wish it was more self-aware, really, because it was, but in like a really weird. Childish way,
like hey kids, look at this, this is the game
and like remember that Mario, he goes wahoo, well he's done it 40 times.
Mamma mia.
you know the block where he gets the he gets the fucking fire suit, we'll just do that all the time. Don't worry about it.
I tell you what though, I did think that the it was very cool when people get the different power ups, and then they get like the different appearance change and stuff. Like you get Princess Peach has some wicked outfits, and then Donkey Kong when he picks up the fire flower, he gets a cool red look and stuff. Like there's a lot of kind of interesting things like that that were really good, I think. Yeah. Oh, the thing I was going to say earlier as well was when they're in Brooklyn in the beginning and they're rushing off to do like a house kind of. Like the first job that's called them up about a plumbing thing, and it's when that they're running through all the construction site stuff. And so something like that is a bit more interesting because he's running through a real world thing, and when you're watching it, you're like, oh yeah, that's just like the game. Even though it's a bunch of tires and he's going up this thing or whatever, it's almost like a co-op thing and he's helping his brother get through it and whatever, because that's like the game and it's side on and it's scrolling and whatever. And it's like, that's a bit more
on the level. I liked that, but because it was in the Brooklyn thing, I was like, I'll just do that. Just have that in the world. Do that. Do the thing.
But then there's a bit where he runs through the construction thing and somebody goes, I'm working it.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was like super early on in that section. But and it's thing is, you had really funny stuff like they go to do this job in the beginning in Brooklyn, and then there's like this dog that hates Luigi because Luigi accidentally broke his bone.
Yeah.
Not his own body.
Snaps
his leg.
He was like, hey dog. Oh, walk it.
Because the dog is from Brooklyn. But no, he had like a doggy treat bone thing, and then he breaks it, and then the dog decides to just fuck their shit up. And there's a lot of like quite comical stuff with that was pretty good.
It was good, but then it's just like,
why are we here?
Why is this in a Mario movie? Like, why?
Yeah.
Because you replaced those two plumbers with. Like, you press Mario and Luigi with just two plumbers or two painters or two whoever, throw it in any kid's
Have it
film.
Like an 80s Eddie Murphy buddy plumber movie where, you know, everything's going wrong,
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, what?
You're just like, okay, when? How do they get to the thing?
Yeah, then, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, the idea is that Princess Peach is also a human that has arrived in, who arrived in that place when she was a little girl. Where did she come from?
Yeah, and they just never mention it. Yeah,
they never address it or anything. I guess the idea is that there are lots of these pipes that just exist in places,
yeah,
and you're not really sure about it. But she just came in at some point. Because when they found the pipe originally, it was in this kind of section underground under Brooklyn, where he was like, I don't think anyone's been here in years. Yeah, wow, yeah. Look at this place. And then they get sucked into the pipe. One thing that I did like, because it was something that was really interesting, and at the same time, I really liked it, but then at the same time, they didn't do anything interesting with it, which was a bit disappointing. Because there's a bit where Mario's being chased by a huge bullet, like Bullet Bill.
Yeah.
And he decides, because he sees the pipe that he came in from, he's like, oh, I'll just lead it to that pipe.
Which is,
and my thought was like, okay, so he's saving the Mushroom Kingdom from this bullet that's going to destroy the whole kingdom by sending the bullet to Brooklyn, which he knows is like immediately into like a big water system, whatever, under Brooklyn. And the bullet goes through the pipe, but it explodes in the weird kind of, when you go through the pipe, it's not like you literally have like a physical pipe that you're traveling through.
Yeah, it's like a magic,
it's like this kind of between dimension kind of like weird plane of existence where you're being pulled through a kind of like stream that takes you to different pipes and all this kind of stuff, which is interesting. And the Bullet Bill exploded in there. And everything went fucky. And I thought, wow, this is going to be sick. Like, he's fucked up the portal network. So, like, what's going to... Is this... Like, did they get stuck there now? Like, what's going to happen? Are they going to have some weird, cool, kind of teleporting, multidimensional kind of fight thing going on? But it was just like, oh, it then reverses and sucks them all into Brooklyn. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And also, no one cared. When it goes into Brooklyn, everyone's like... Oh,
everyone
save kind
of
us.
everyone disappears, and then when Mario and Luigi punch Bowser into space and then back into his ship and whatever, then everyone's like, "Yeah, you did it! You saved Brooklyn! No, you goddamn heroes!" And his parents are like, "I'm no longer miserable about my son being a waste of space. Now I like him," which I find is so funny that they really cheaply did the kind of, you know, he's like, my dad, he doesn't appreciate me. He's telling me that I'm a loser. Like, I have no respect from him. All I want is I just vying for his, like, his, kind of, his support and his, like, affirmation. And then at the end, his dad's like, you say Brooklyn, you're the god, this is my son, everyone. You're the goddamn best hero in the world. He's like, thanks, dad. And I'm like, mate, he didn't give a fuck about you. Yeah. You just saved everyone in Brooklyn. Yeah. And he's like, look at this guy's my son. Look at me.
I thought they were going to do like, oh, it blows up the pipe, but
kills everybody in Brooklyn.
No, it's just like blows up the pipe and then they're stuck there forever. Mm. But then I guess, well, so that's the thing. It's like, well, then it's like a bit depressing. They're like, we can never go home. And not my family
but
are
it
left.
Could open up a thing of like they journey, you know, the next film, they're trying to find their way back to Brooklyn. And
they could
do anything with it, really. But what I thought was, wow, they really killed a lot of people in Brooklyn. Because
they summoned
Bowser's, not intentionally, but Bowser's ship, Flying Fortress thing, fucking teleported through the pipe into Brooklyn and just kind of blew up out of the ground. So many people died. In him trying to save the Mushroom Kingdom, he unintentionally caused like the deaths of about 5,000 people in Brooklyn. You know, it's a busy place.
Yeah,
it's packed full of people.
Yeah, it's New York, baby.
It's New York, baby.
It's New York.
New York.
Yeah, there is a bit. The bit that I remember making me laugh, there were a few things.
Yeah, there's jokes, a good couple of like good visual kind of humor things and good timing.
There's a couple things, yeah. But I wish there were more. I feel like the balance between kid stuff that's just for them and then like the, oh, you've gone with your kid? Oh, throwing an actual joke.
Toss you a bone.
Yeah, yeah. Toss you a bone. Show your cock on the screen. For a flash.
Did the old Disney special.
Yeah. Quick 1 second flash. Then you go.
Yeah.
Go back on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, the only bit that I was like, it was even funny. I was just like, why is this in this film? Which is like, the depressed blue flame existential crisis.
Because it's like in Bowser's kind of prison space where they're all above lava, they're all hanging cages.
Yeah.
You got the penguins from the beginning, you got all sorts of people. And then it's the blue flame. They're the ones from Super Mario World, right?
I believe so.
Or Galaxy, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Where you've got all the different ones and they chat to you and whatever, I don't remember exactly, but he's just like fully depressed even though he can leave the cage.
Yeah, you see him. I thought that was going to be a gag or something. They just didn't do anything.
But he's just it's just such a weird choice because they go quite hard with it, especially at the end.
Really hard,
where he like, it'll pop up now and then and it's quite a funny joke where he's just saying about like, because it's a kid's voice as well, and it's like, I'm waiting for the sweet release of death.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff. And you're like, oh, man, what the fuck? And then at the end, everything's said and done. They beat the bad guys. They had the happy ending. And then the star appears on a black screen. And it's like, everyone got there happily ever after. Now it's just us and the void. And, like, it's super weird.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I don't remember what he says after. Like he's like, and now we'll enjoy the next bit or something. I don't remember what he said.
I don't think if he does, it's just like,
it kind of becomes like, he goes, it's just you and me and this endless void. And then he says something that's like, they kind of move on to the like, it's the end, last happy bit, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. It's so weird.
Or maybe he says like, until the next time or something. And then it's, you know, but it was such a weird,
it's so weird. I remember
some kid's going to watch that and be like,
yeah, I was like, is this that? I was like, this isn't appropriate. Like, because not that it's just, like, if you're a really young kid, you don't know what the fuck's going on. But it was like this blue flames talking about like the sweet relief of death and like,
yeah,
everything's pointless and you should give up on all your dreams and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I know kids that are like terrified of death. If you speak about death, they're like, they don't like it, they'll start crying.
These are all Aiden's kid friends he has, right?
Yeah, that I go around going, death is coming.
You stop by the school every day and just, don't forget, kids, death is coming to us all.
No, they're all sat in class. There's like the raised up window, and my head slowly rises just in the window. Like, that same kid who sat by the window.
Yeah.
He's like, miss, I don't want to sit by the window.
Death is coming for you.
Yeah. And the teacher's like, oh, stop. I've got too much on my plate. Just shut up. Like, do your work. He's like, and then my head rises up and I'm like, death is coming for you. And I am death.
No. I was going to make a joke saying that you've got a restraining order from school. like a 500 feet radius, yeah, but not for a perverted reason. But now you've made it a perverted reason.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
It wasn't intentional, but hey, these are the cards you dealt with.
That you dealt with yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think overall, I mean, some of the Peach, like, I really liked what they did with Peach. Like, there was no like two dimensional element
save
to her.
Save me, Mario.
Yeah, there was no like, save me, Mario. I don't think she's Italian in it.
No.
But there's none of that. They throw in the joke of like, oh, princess is in another castle, whatever. The toads at the guards outside the castle gates, where they were like, no, I think you got the wrong place, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
princess
is
in another castle. And then the toad is like, don't listen to these bozos.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's cool. She kicks ass. She can like hold her own. She has a, you know, she kind of starts fighting everyone, and like she's super, super cool. I really liked how they did her character.
Yeah.
Bowser, of course, is amazing. It's Jack Black. Like,
he is great.
They made interesting choices with him but I think they're good in a self-humorous way, because Bowser's very, instead of just being Bowser, of being like, I am big and scary and evil, and that's all there is, and yeah, I'm the big bad guy you gotta beat. His whole motivation for doing what he's doing is that he loves Princess Peach and he wants her to marry him. But obviously he's twisted, so he's like,
and then we can rule the world.
We can rule the world, and it's like, and if you don't, then I'm gonna destroy everything and make you. Yeah. Kind of thing. So, but it's just the fact that he's like, it's the bit where you see in his domain, you've got all the Koopas, they're all vibing. Yeah. You know, they got fucking fucking DJ
snorting like, oh, wait, crushed no,
it's,
mushrooms.
It's like they've got like a rock band, that was it. You know, they're rocking out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bowser's like, you know, now that I have the invincibility star or whatever, the power star, then, you know, we can go and take the Mushroom Kingdom, and then Princess Peach and I will get married. And everyone goes, like, what? And he's like, yeah, because I love Princess Peach and I want to get... And I thought that was funny, because it is one of those things where you're like, man, why? Bowser just wants Princess Peach, man. Like, what is he... Every time he's capturing Princess Peach.
It's like a... It made me think, I was like, oh, like in Mario Odyssey, like, it's like literally the plot of Mario Odyssey.
I haven't played it.
Oh, what? Dude, genuinely one of the best games ever.
He's got the hat. Yeah.
Like,
really?
Honestly, like, one of the best games I've ever played. It's so good. But it's like, yes, that whole plot is that he's going around he's captured Princess Peach, obviously.
Of course.
But then he's going to marry her. So he's going around these different kingdoms getting, like, different things for the wedding. So like, that's why where the hat comes from. Like, he's got a fucking top hat for the wedding or whatever. And
a tiara,
like, there's flowers and... It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good. You should play it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get around to it eventually.
But, yeah, like... So I was like, oh, it's the plot it's of the latest the thing. One.
Yeah.
But it was good, though. Yeah. At first, I didn't know how to feel about it. Because I was like, oh, you're just doing the same thing as the game. But then I was like, well, it's either this or... Really. Yeah, yeah. I was like, it's either this or the complete opposite.
Yeah. But that's... I think, yeah, Bowser was great. I mean, Jack Black always just throwing out absolute bangers,
and the fact
that he wrote the song, they wrote the song, it's just so funny, it's just so Jack Black, and like that was just super well done. I think I agree with like where everything felt just a bit rushed, because you know it all kind of builds up and then they have the big final battle with Bowser and it's over quite quick.
The film, it's just
they should have fought him like a couple times or something. Yeah. Like there should have been a bit more to it, but it was just like they're in Brooklyn. Oh, and now they're fighting Bowser, and Mario gets beat up immediately, and then he's like, "I gotta believe in myself," and then he gets the invincibility star that just makes him invulnerable, and then they beat the shit out of him, out of Bowser. So yeah, it would have been good if they had done a bit more with it. But I really liked Princess Peach like crashing her own wedding.
Yeah.
Like she gets Toad to source her an ice flower. So then in a bouquet, and then when she's up at the front, she then starts taking on the entire like fucking entire kind of lobby of guests and everyone at the wedding, as this in the cool like beefed up ice outfit stuff. You know?
I did wish they did more with that at the wedding, because they had like all the other evil characters.
Yeah,
like
all the other bosses.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff.
Had like the Big Bomb. They had fucking
King Boo.
King Boo. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't really see King Boo too much.
Yeah, I wish they got more play and like just you know.
Oh well, they're saving it for the sequel,
maybe. But it's just like you know when you can just see it it's been done 1,000 times, but it's like they're all the villains, but they're all like weird geeky friends.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, and they're like kind of useless. Yeah, but they're like evil bosses, but they're all kind of shit. Like
the fact that she literally kills King Bob-omb, right?
Yeah,
because she lights a spear and then throws it.
She
and it
lights
sets
a
him...
spliff.
Yeah, she sparks one up. But then she like sets the fuse off on King Bob-omb.
And then he just blows
and
up.
And he blows up and just kills a bunch of people. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it was really good. You know, I think that the focus was on Mario, but it's called the Super Mario Bros. Yeah. We don't get a lot of Luigi. He just kind of, we cut back to him now and then and he does like a little bit. It would have been cool to have a proper Luigi's Mansion. They reference it by having him go into the creepy thing, but then you don't get anything more than that.
That's why I'm like...
And he just kind of gets captured and thrown in the cage, you know.
Like, doing the thing where you wish it was something else, even though it was fine. I kind of wish... I mean, it's hard to do, isn't it? But, like, and it people do it, and it always never works. But it's like, I wish they had... Well, I'm sure they planned for it anyway, but I wish it was kind of, like, clearly set up to be a whole cinematic an MCU. But like if you just gone like Donkey Kong's
focused on one thing,
Mario, and then like I mean even I don't think a whole Luigi's Mansion, there's potential to be a whole film, but like having a big section.
Yeah, imagine really them cool. doing Luigi's Mansion, but it's like an actual like horror film, genuine
artistic
horror film. He's going through the mansion and everything, but it's genuinely terrifying and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They could do shit like that. They're not going to because A, it's Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nintendo don't want to be seen as anything but like absolutely family friendly, kid friendly, whatever, you know. I do wonder how in the production and the pre-production stages of this, I wonder how like restricted they were by Nintendo and how much creative control
I'd be
Nintendo
really interested
had.
To know, yeah.
Because they're so strict on everything, right? Like you can't even stream their content, like there's so much stuff where they're just like they have such a vice grip on all of their IP. Which is dumb. Like, it's stuff like Smash, like, support Smash.
It's weird as well, because...
Just do it. Let people play your games. Like, you want people to play your games, so let people play them.
It's weird as well, because you get, like, Nintendo... Because, have you ever played Paper Mario?
Oh, dude, I only ever played it at... It was, like, my friend's house. And it wasn't even my... It was, like, my mum's friend, and I was sort of friends with the kid.
Yeah, right.
Like, my mum's friend's kids. And like years and years back, and I remember going around and playing Paper Mario and never getting to finish it, but I always thought it was so cool. I was like, it felt really cool.
That's one of Paper Mario is one of my favorite games.
Yeah,
the new one on the Switch as well, because I played the is it the Golden Door or something?
No idea.
I played one of the GameCube ones when I was younger, but this, like, I was young and I didn't, like, finish it. I was like, I like this game anyway. Oh, there's a new game. Paper Mario, the one on the Switch, is the first ever game that I've 100% done everything in.
Okay.
I fucking love that game. But though that narrative, that style of storytelling, that's what I wanted from this. Like, really self-referential. Like, very self-aware. Like, gags, funny stuff, like, silliness, just... I wish they used that, like, narrative team.
Yeah.
For this. I genuinely think if they'd have done that, like, not even get that same team, necessarily, but done that style, like, done that kind of type of humor, this would be, like... This would be blowing out of the water.
Yeah.
Same way that Puss in Boots was. I think this would be a smash hit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll do that.
Smash.
Oh, Smash, because of Smash Bros. Smash, nice. Smash, yeah, yeah. Okay. You should have said Super Smash Bros. Hit, and I would have got the joke.
It would have been the Super Mario Bros. Smash movie hit.
Yeah, but fuck's sake, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate hit. That's what it would have been. I think it was
bad film, good, bad, although mid film. Yeah. All right.
No, I think bad film good. I think it was really fun. Some of the action was like really well choreographed and animated. You know, some of the jokes were really good, even if some of them fell a bit more flat.
Yeah.
You know, they did kind of, honestly, Chris Pratt really wasn't like that bad. Once you get into the film, yeah, it's fine.
You forget.
But I think,
It's just the fact that it's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's the fact that it's Chris Pratt, of course, yeah. But at the same time, I am kind of happy enough to separate him from, like, Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah,
for example, because I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I do like his character in Guardians, even though he's like,
meant to be an arsehole.
He's meant to be, yeah, because that's what he's meant to be, yeah, like, yeah, arrogant and annoying and whatever. Yeah. And that's
perfectly cast.
Yes. So I separate him from that. But it's really not that bad when you're watching it. The only thing that annoyed me was that beginning bit where they were like, what about, you know, what's the Italian accent for? And he's like, oh, no, we're not really. We're just from Brooklyn. Yeah. But he's from an Italian family. Like, his family are all Italian, but it's the really strong Italian accent that they were putting on. And it's kind of the movie's way of, yeah, just being like, no, these are the voices and you just got to deal with that.
One thing that did annoy me, which was like a kiddie joke, is the whole thing that he doesn't like mushrooms. I was just like, why?
Yeah, that's true, because it doesn't really come back. It's just,
he's just like, oh, maybe it was one of those things. Mushrooms, and then Princess Peach is like, if you eat this mushroom, you play Mario, and then you get an upgrade. And he's like, oh, not mushrooms! I hate mushrooms. And then that was the joke.
And then that was it. You never see it again. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's stuff like that where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where they're like, oh, how could we kind of just write in like a quick funny thing that gives him a bit of character development.
Yeah.
Oh, he hates mushrooms because he has to be bloody. He's all around mushrooms all the time, isn't he?
Johnson, you're a genius.
You're a goddamn genius. Here's a raise. No. So, yeah. But apart from that, yeah, I think bad from good. I think it was definitely, it's definitely worth like a watch, even if it's not in the cinema.
I think it's what it's rated now is fair enough. 7.4. Yeah. I wouldn't give it any more than that. Same for like, I mean, 56, maybe a bit higher, but
yeah, I'd say it's higher than, because 56 is, again, it's, I mean, this is why whenever somebody asks me to rate like a film out of 10 or anything out of 10 or whatever, how many stars, 5, 10, blah, 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 whatever, I'm always like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I find it so, it's not like a principle thing where I'm like, oh, you shouldn't put arbitrary numbers on a thing. I literally can't. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I liked it. I'm not, I don't know how much of a percent of me liked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've always find that difficult, but I get that there's like a sense for it. Like, it's definitely better than a half and half. Because to me, 50% is mid, because it's literally in the middle. It's like, I didn't fully like it,
it's like an exponential graph, isn't it? Because if something's 50%, technically like you said, is mid. But if something's mid, that's shit. Like, if something's 60%,
this is exactly why I hate the fucking numbers thing. Because if you look at games, you look at films, whatever, if it's not like 80 or above, then it's bad. Yeah. And I'm like, well, how is that? If it's a 7 out of 10, you're like, well, that's a bad number.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point in any of the numbers?
Exactly. It's because nothing will ever be 1 out of 10. Because it's...
Well, there are definitely some things out there.
But like, in general, nothing will ever be 1 out of 10. Very rarely, if it's below 5, then it's bad.
It might as well be a
really
one.
Bad. Yeah. And very rarely is anything really that bad.
Yeah.
So then if something's not amazing, you've got to fit it in between 5.
Yeah.
Because it can't be anything below 5. And then like 8. Because if it's above 8, then it's like, oh no, that's good. If it's below 8, then it's like, So you're
working between five
it's just
and eight.
It's just dumb. And then nothing is ever 10.
No.
Because 10 means perfect.
Yeah,
so what's
yeah.
the point in the number?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, yeah. I guess the point in the number is to show it that it's yeah, there. Yeah. But yeah, it's... yeah. Anyway, bad film good.
Yeah.
I think.
But yeah, that's
bad film. Wahoo!
God damn it.
Yeah. Wahoo!
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. That's about everything that we've got for this week. If you want to keep
yes.
up to date, we're on Instagram and TikTok at Bad Film Good. If you want to send us some suggestions or give us your own real life dumb shit,
yeah. And we'll do kind of one of these every now and then where we'll watch like a film that's coming out that either kind of looks like it's going to be, I think it's generally going to be like on a kind of how it feels kind of vibe of like...
Yeah, this was very meme-y and like very... Not necessarily was going to be terrible, but there was the potential. Like,
and with all the fact, jokes and
yeah,
the Chris Pratt shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's a thing. Like, I said we could do a Transformers that's coming out.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that's like...
It
everyone knows
so
how
bad.
Shit Transformers is.
I mean, we mentioned this earlier today, but... I don't understand how they've made all of the films that they have for Transformers, and even like stopping the story and rebooting it because it was so
yeah.
shit and nobody cared. That like, how have they not learned by this point that
no one gives
a shit?
Yeah.
So either they've just made a terrible trailer for it, which I don't believe that they've done the film an any injustice. I think that this is what the film's going to be, but. Yeah, we'll see if we, when that comes around, whether we watch that.
We'll see. We've also got rented films as well to throw in there, so. But yeah, it's fun to do the, like,
yeah,
the new films and stuff. But anyway, as always, we'll leave you with an inspirational quote from InspireBot, which you'll be like, yeah, that was all right. And then
I don't know.
I'll beat you with a sick meme from Image Flip.
Yeah.
Because. As we know, this is AI Wars, baby.
Brilliant. I love these these a cappella intros. Now, I'm pretty sure that in your mind, we're on one all. But in my mind...
It's 1-1.
Yeah.
No, it's 1-1.
All right.
Because it's what I've written down.
Okay, right. I feel like there's a flaw to this system, but we'll go with it.
Do you want me to go first this time?
Yeah, I've got one that's it's very on theme to something.
Oh, okay, nice.
Which I'll explain in a minute. So,
mine is what do you call that? They call it inhaling seagull meme. You know, it's the four
yeah, the
photos
one where
of that
breathes
seagull
in
going
and
like
screams.
Yeah, so it's me when I finish my training comments. Sorry, no, wait. So the first one is me when I finish my second one, training comments, and then are not coming to my mom's.
What? That doesn't make any. Now I'm actually in person, so I can see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can see it. Me when I finish my training comments are not coming. To my mum's!
Stupid. Thing is, yours are like anti-human. Well, I mean, I guess InspireBot kind of is as well.
Yeah.
But because it's like always panels, so it has a randomised thing on each panel.
They're not always panels, so but they're always the best
Yeah,
ones,
but it's
yeah.
just like such anti-humour. Is that, was that, oh, that, I thought, no, normally you have a roll of like three to break up. All
well,
right, I feel like I've
I
got
do,
this week
I do,
bag.
I could do more, but
it's
fair to do
it's
one.
It's fair to
more.
Do one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Unless yours is better, then I'll do another.
All right. No, I've got something very on theme. It's, you've got like a very, a super kind of, like a nice depth of field shot. You've got it. Stop trying to distract me by showing me other memes. So you've got like super blurry kind of sky and the horizon line with the sun kind of setting over it, over like an ocean that's kind of stretching outwards. And you've got like super in focus, somebody's hand that's like reaching out across to this ocean, kind of from that perspective of that person.
Yeah.
And, on theme with the fucking cars that keep going by today, it says, make sure people know that you are interesting.
Okay.
Hang on. Stay masculine.
All right.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh,
I just love that, like, steak. Can we get hashtag stay masculine?
Hashtag my penis is big, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll look. 2-1 to Inspirobot.
Mm-mm-mm.
Delicious. Yeah,
delicious. Tastes good. Get your fucking page off of those minion memes. I don't want to see a single minion meme until this podcast is over.
I'm not.
It's I thought. No, we're not going to...
This right. one's cut off, so it's yeah, just taking advice. I thought.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's about everything.
That's about everything. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wahoo!
Wahoo! Yeah!